Hey guys, welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. We are your hosts. My name is Ryan.
And I am Dak.
And today is July the 4th. We are actually recording a very quick bonus episode. Right?
Yes.
Just because.
It's the 4th of July. And it's America's freedom.
Yeah, and we've done a pretty good job about doing these bonus episodes on holidays. We did a Halloween episode last year. We did a Thanksgiving episode. And we actually did two Christmas episodes.
Yeah.
That were okay. And we haven't done a holiday episode since.
Yeah. So, we missed Arbor Day.
Yeah. Memorial Day. We didn't do an episode. Yeah.
Donut Day.
Missed Flag Day as well,
yeah,
I think,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So we'll be all right.
We'll be all right. But we thought it'd be kind of fun, since it is July the 4th and it's our country's birthday, there's a couple of different topics we kind of brainstormed about. Number one, doing some of the fun things at Disney World or Disneyland that are patriotic. Because, yeah. I mean, a lot of the parks are rooted in Walt's original, just his own patriotism, what he felt about the country, his roots going back to serving in the military, back when, during World War II, where Disney produced training videos for the Army. I think it was like 60 to 70 different videos of instruction and training videos that the Army would use to help train their troops. Like Walt Disney himself was always very patriotic, and that definitely just carried into the parks. And if you go and you may not even think about all the things that are kind of infused, sometimes subtly, sometimes not so subtly, that just invoke this strong patriotic emotion.
Yeah, for sure. You're mentioning the training videos, but man, some of my favorite memories as a kid growing up is watching some of the old Donald Duck shorts of him being in the Army and marching and, you know, carrying his little gun and his metal helmet. It brings back some nice, fun kid growing up memories of watching those Donald Duck cartoons of him in the military.
Yeah, I remember those. Those were really, really funny. Really good cartoons. So like we said, Walt was, we could do an entire episode on the patriotism of Walt. This is not that episode. We really just want to talk about those fun things that you can do inside the parks that are a little more patriotic. But you had something earlier that you wanted to share, right? Am I looking at you funny and you're like...
Yeah, a little bit. No, if we want to jump right in, I think one of the first things that is really patriotic and kind of a nod back to colonial times and the Revolutionary War and all of that is just going to Liberty Square there in Walt Disney World. What maybe you're referencing is that I just found this just moments before we started the recording is that originally Walt Disney had a plan for a Liberty Street
at
Disneyland.
Yeah.
So here's what I found. It says Walt Disney always had a passion for American history and felt that this topic had a home at Disneyland. Just 1 year after the park's opening in 1956, Walt announced his plans for a Liberty Street. Concept art was created, attractions were planned, but the land never came to be at Walt's original Magic Kingdom. After Walt's death in 1966, his brother Roy decided to move forward with the Florida project. That would become Walt Disney World, and the Imagineers were finally able to create Walt's Liberty Street vision with an all-new land, Liberty Square. So I love Liberty Square just for the simple fact of all the accurate historical little nods that you can find there. Like the Liberty Bell, I don't know if you know the backstory on that, but in 1776, the real Liberty Bell existed, and it still does today. But in 1976, for the bicentennial, exact replicas were taken from the actual Liberty Bell mold, 50 of them, and they were going to be given to each of the states, right, as a commemorative bell from the actual Liberty Bell.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, obviously, Pennsylvania still has the actual Liberty Bell. Mm-hmm. And so when Walt learned about this, he jumped on it, asked for the mold or the bell, and that's the actual bell that's in Florida at Walt Disney World is one of those original 50 bells, and they've never been replicated since
then. I did not know that. I know exactly where that's at. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that honestly, if you don't, it's very easy to skip.
Yeah.
If you're just walking through Liberty Square.
For sure. So it is very unique, and it's one of those things that just cannot be replaced in the parks, right? And so I just thought that was cool. Another thing I didn't know about Liberty Square is that big, so we're talking about Liberty Square in Disney World, that huge oak tree, they actually transplanted that. So that was not original to that spot in the park. They transplanted this huge oak tree. And then if you go by it, you'll notice that it has 13 lanterns in it that represent the 13 colonies and Paul Revere's ride and all of that. One more quick one that I think is cool history. All of the shutters in Liberty Square are on leather straps. So they are secured by leather straps because historically, during the Revolutionary War, metal was at a premium. They wanted to save all of that for ammunition and the production of, you know, guns. And so true to historic accuracy, people would use leather straps to hang their shutters. And even in Walt Disney, now, obviously in Walt Disney World, they're probably preserved a special way or replaced mm-hmm. often. But even if you notice, the shutters don't hang even. They kind of have a little bit of a crookedness to them to emphasize that leather, you know, stretching and all of that as part of the historic there.
Man, Dak, you woke up just ready to spew Disney history.
There's a ton in Liberty Square. Yeah. There's a ton in Liberty Square of just great job by the Imagineers sticking true to the story and theming there.
Yeah. And like how there's no bathrooms in Liberty Square because they did not have public bathrooms in the colonial times. Right.
Right.
And we were debating about this earlier, the whole red brick that kind of flows through Liberty Square. Is that the actual representation of the sewage that would flow through the streets of colonial America because they didn't have proper plumbing?
Yeah, I'm one that leans more toward that being an actual true story.
Yeah, me too. Because you hear more of it you hear more stories about it being true as opposed to not being true.
Yeah. So for those of you who haven't seen it, or maybe it's been a while since you've seen it, if you go to Liberty Square and walk through that area, you will notice that there are two different colored concretes, and one has a stream-like flow to it. It looks like an actual stream like you would find in the forest or whatever. And it literally just winds its way through Liberty Square. And it's there to represent people, you know, obviously didn't have indoor plumbing. And so they would just take their waste and throw it out in the middle of the street. And that's what that represents. So, but again, yeah, fun fact. And again, sticking true to the history there.
And, you know, and I think this is a great, just a really fun topic because, you know, talking about some of the fun things that you can do at Disney, oftentimes I feel like Liberty Square is somewhat overlooked because it's a pathway to whether you're going up to Haunted Mansion or you're going down to, you know, Big Thunder, and I guess now it's Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Yeah.
And you don't, because there's no attractions. And well, I guess let's scratch that. You do have the Hall of Presidents,
right,
which is a show, which is honestly, it's one of those things that I probably see watch it maybe every fifth trip. I don't have to see it.
Never seen it.
You've never seen it?
Never.
It's all right.
Yeah.
You know, it's all right. I would say if you're there today, which is July the 4th, I bet you the wait time will be a little bit longer for today.
Sure.
Because people are wanting to celebrate America, and you know, what best way to do that than to listen to animatronic presidents, you know, talk about, you know, our country. So,
right.
But, last time we saw it was they had just installed, President Trump.
Okay.
So had not been since they've installed Biden, but, or President Biden. So I do want to give them respect by calling them the president. So,
for sure.
Respect the office. So, so sticking to Liberty Square, one of the places that I've always wanted to eat is the Liberty Tree Tavern.
Yes.
We have tried to get reservations for there on Thanksgiving, which is it's almost impossible.
Right.
If you're not staying on property where you get that little bit of an extra window to book, is that still the case?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's hard to get Liberty Tree Tavern because they serve a more traditional turkey and gravy and stuffing and ham, kind of that more traditional feast. But this is something that I did not know about this restaurant. So on the My Disney Experience app, they give a pretty good description. So, celebrate our heritage with a traditional family style Thanksgiving dinner, blah, 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 blah. Get ready for a classic American meal in one of our six historically themed rooms.
I did not know that.
Step back in time to the days of Colonial Williamsburg and soup. Or sup and splendor, S-U-P, sup.
Yeah, and sup, dude.
Randy's not here to correct our grammar.
Yeah,
it's sup, right? Sup and splendor on the fall harvest bounty preferred by the sons and daughters of Liberty Tree Tavern. So here's what's cool. So rich wood paneling, candelabra chandeliers, large brick fireplaces, and walls lined with period portraits of curios. Welcome the weary time traveler. Each of the six rooms commemorates a pivotal figure in U.S. history. So we have Ben Franklin, we have Thomas Jefferson, John Paul Jones, Paul Revere, Betsy Ross, and George Washington.
Wow.
I didn't know these were themed rooms. So definitely a place that you would want to try out if you're looking to get some patriotic flair.
Absolutely.
At Disney World. So that's really cool. Again, I don't think it's a hard reservation to get outside of Thanksgiving. It is a little more on the pricey side.
Yeah.
But I've heard it's good.
Yeah. I've heard good things. Hey, one more thing on Liberty Square and then we'll move on. I don't think they still do this show, but did you ever see the Muppets present Great Moments in American
History? Yeah, it's hilarious.
Hilarious. They got to bring that back.
Was it a timed show or do they just pop out every now and
yeah,
then?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I'm sure it had a schedule of some kind.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
But to describe it, because again, they're not showing it right now. It's not an active show. But there, as you come past Sleepy Hollow in the Magic Kingdom, and you're heading into Liberty Square, they just had this upper second story window.
It's above
window.
The Hall of Presidents.
Yeah, it's above the Hall of Presidents. And the Muppets come out and put on a little show, and it is hilarious. They got old Sam Eagle there. Spouting off about America is great and all these things. So it's just a fun show. If they ever bring it back, that would be great.
That would be great. Yeah. All right. So I have another thing. So another thing to do at Disney to help celebrate the July 4th holiday. How about Big Thunder Mountain Railroad?
Oh, yeah.
Old West, you know, flair, just...
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it speaks to Americana history, right? Like, I think if you go to a lot of American history, it's all about the expansion west and trains and locomotives and pushing everything westward so that the country could grow and develop. And so I think it's just a fun all-American ride.
It is. And unfortunately, it's going to be shut down here soon for a refurbishment. And we've talked about that on a previous episode. So, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, great patriotic thing to do. Not just on July 4th, but yeah. I mean, any day that you're there is great, is fun to do. So, what do you have next?
My next one, I don't know that they do this on the 4th of July every time, but a Disney flyover. So when they have the Blue Angels or the Falcons, you know, flying over Disney World, it is fantastic. Like, just to see those guys ripping through the sky and you have the castle in background makes for some awesome photos, and it's just a cool experience. Anytime. I think a flyover, I'll take a flyover anytime. My local small town parade flyover to the big, you know, Super Bowl flyovers. I think they're awesome.
Yeah. I think last time they did a flyover at Disney World was October of last year. I think it was the Air Force Thunderbirds.
That's what I'm saying. I said the Falcons. It's not the Falcons. It's the Thunderbirds.
Thunderbirds. Yeah. Yeah. We knew what you were talking about. Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. I love, like I said, I love flyovers too. So, and to get one, because Disney does have restricted airspace.
Yes, yeah.
So to get a flyover is pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's absolutely pretty cool. So, all right, so let's move from, we're going to come back to Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Because we don't want to miss a very important event that happens.
A couple events.
Yeah, a couple. Let's go over to Epcot real fast. Have you ever seen the Voices of Liberty?
I have not.
Man, yeah. It is. So a couple months ago, I was at Dak's house and we were watching, a football game? No. We were talking about Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's right.
And you were showing me a video of the pregame performance in their rotunda.
Yeah, it's in their dome there. Yeah.
And how it just invokes this emotion. Everybody's excited. They're playing their fight song and they're playing another song, I believe.
Yeah.
Just how really cool it is. Well, the Voices of Liberty, they perform there at the American Adventure Pavilion in Epcot, and it is absolutely a thing to witness. Like these performers, so basically they're singing, obviously, in the rotunda. It's a place designed just to have harmonies, and it's just a beautiful place to sing. So, and I think this is often overlooked.
Oh, I think so too.
You know that, hey, there's actually a performance that takes place in there, and it's very patriotic. They sing patriotic songs. So on the My Disney Experience app, this is what it's described as. It's you step inside the hallowed halls of the hallowed halls of the American Adventure Pavilion for an inspiring vocal performance by the Voices of Liberty. Their melodies delight while the rotunda's acoustically perfect dome amplifies and purifies their sound. It's about a 15-minute performance. They are on a schedule. I don't have the schedule in front of me. Oh, here we go. 10:30, 11:15, and 12. Oh, there's like four or five times. I mean, they're pretty much on throughout the day. So just check the app for their show times. Man, it's amazing though. Like literally last time I saw it, it is one of those things that just gives you chills.
Yeah.
I mean, you start tearing up. The music is amazing. The voices are amazing. It's patriotic. Something definitely, if you're looking to celebrate today, July 4th, head over to Epcot and catch the Voices of Liberty.
Yeah. I I've never experienced it, but it's one of those things that I'd like to jump on if I possibly could and get to experience it. Man, for my next one, I was going to bounce across over to Disneyland. Actually, Disney California Adventure.
Let's do it.
And just kind of combo a couple of things. Number one is Buena Vista Street. So there, as you enter into, it's kind of like Hollywood Studios. So maybe those two together. Just that old 1920s Waltz California. It just feels so, again, it feels so Americana to me. The West Coast and California and just Hollywood. All of those things all bundled up, you know, at Hollywood Studios or at California Adventure or Disney's California Adventure. I just think it's such a great, fun feeling. The palm trees and all that stuff there to experience. But what I really wanted to get to was riding on cars.
Really?
So to me, your Big Thunder is my cars. So Radiator Springs Racers, they're in California Adventure. I just, again, it's all part of that Route 66 and just like the American history of our love of vehicles and our love of being out on the road and taking road trips.
It's
and
very
just,
Americana.
Yeah, absolutely.
Route 66.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, I just thought that would be a fun one. Other than that, that's all I
have. No, that's awesome. I mean, when you think of America, you think of Americana, you do think of that, you know, 50s and 60s, Route 66, you know, driving west, expansion. It's all very Americana. So it's hard not to think of a day like today when we're celebrating our independence. We're celebrating, you know, this holiday. It's like there's so many things like that that just scream America.
Right.
Just scream this country. Yeah. Well, speaking of our country, and I'm going to go back to Magic Kingdom. Now, this is something I have not seen in a while because it only happens once a day. Mm-hmm. So very specific, 5 o'clock every day. That is the flag retreat.
Yeah.
And anybody who's ever seen this, usually leaves with a tear in their eye.
Agreed.
Because it is it's an amazing experience. So they're on Main Street. There's a flagpole. Every day at 5 o'clock, they have this flag retreat. They say the Pledge of Allegiance, and you hear the trumpet in the background. They're playing the Star Spangled Banner, and they usually, it's a ceremony to kind of honor and to pay tribute to veterans, their service, their sacrifice, their dedication to protecting our country. So yeah. They usually will find somebody that's already in the park that day that's been active service member or veteran, and have them participate in this flag retreat. And man, it's awe-inspiring.
Yeah, and it's not a rush through either. I mean, it's a production for sure. It's probably going to be a good 20 to 30 minute show of the flag retreat, but it is worth it. I mean, and you see other people around watching and just paying tribute. I've seen clearly what our, veterans and servicemen that have served, servicemen and servicewomen that have served, that are there saluting as well and taking it seriously. And it's just a very moving experience. So I think, to me, this is one of the most patriotic things you can experience in the parks. And like you said, it's every day. So it's not like you have to wait around for a flag day or a 4th of July or something like that for it to happen. It's going to happen every night at 5. And it's just so powerful. It's hard to put to words what that experience is like, and experiencing that. So it's a great, great opportunity for you to take a minute and watch that happen.
Yeah, I would say that, when you go to Disney World, you're there to get on the attractions, to see the shows, to eat some really good food. And a lot of times we don't really plan that as part of our trip.
Right, sure.
Because like you said, it happens at 5 o'clock. It's a 15 to 20 minute show. It's very easy to miss if you don't plan for it.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to really be at that part of Main Street unless you were coming into the park at that time or leaving the park at that time or have a reservation there at Tony Town Square restaurant. So you really have to make an effort to get down to that part of the park. Absolutely. Like you said, you got to check it out.
Yeah. One more just quick thought on it as I was just thinking about it as replaying it in my memory bank there is like, they have the Mickey PhilharMagic marching band there playing.
Yeah.
And so that, I mean, to me, it's that adds to it, right? Because you're not just piping sound in over a speakers. You have that band there actually playing. It just, again, it just rings home really true. And so it's a powerful experience. All right. Sorry. We can move on.
All right. What else you got?
I just had one last one, and that is I have never been. Okay, so this is kind of funny. We're doing a patriotic theme show here, but I have actually never been to the parks on the 4th of July.
Because historically, it's one of the most crowded days of the year.
So busy.
And it's so freaking hot.
So I have not actually been there on the 4th. However, almost every year. And we actually have a little, even my wife joked with me about it last night. As I was like, are we going to go watch the fireworks somewhere tomorrow night? And she goes, no, I've seen the Disney fireworks. There's nothing that compares.
Disney
after
fireworks
that.
Ruin it for all the other fireworks shows.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing. The 4th of July is a special show. They put on a special nighttime spectacular. So no happily ever after. I would put this show up against Happily Ever After. It is that good. So they, of course, they're still projecting on the castle and they're projecting, stars and stripes and all of those things. But the fireworks show itself is a panoramic show. So no matter where you look in the park, in Magic Kingdom, you are literally surrounded by fireworks. It's whereas, Happily Ever After. Now, listen, Happily Ever After is going to win. but as a secondary option for one night a year, this 4th of July fireworks show, if you get the chance to YouTube this, you got to YouTube it because it shows you in the park, like in Magic Kingdom, but then they pull back to like, it's got to be the Polynesian or the Contemporary or someplace like that. And they show you the fireworks going up all around Magic Kingdom.
Wow. Okay.
It is phenomenal to watch that and see the show that they are putting on for the 4th of July. So anyways, that would be my number one is, yeah, I would almost be willing to brave the heat and the, maybe if I just stayed on site and then just came in around like 7 or 8
o'clock.
Yeah,
just go in there in the evening. Yeah. Let the crowds, I bet you today though, because of that show, the crowds,
oh yeah,
they're not going to dissipate. They're going to hang out until the show starts.
Yeah. But anyway, so the fireworks show for the 4th of July, Magic Kingdom, that's my number one thing.
Okay. No, you can't go wrong with that. I think the fireworks show, the flag retreat. Let me add one more thing. So we kind of teased it earlier with the Voices of Liberty. So the Voices of Liberty take place in the American Adventure Pavilion. There's actually another show there.
Really?
In that pavilion. The show is the American Adventure. So they're at that building. There is a tour. You can tour this. It's called the Heritage Gallery. Listen to the Voices of Liberty. But then you actually have the show itself, which is, man, it's been a long time since I've done it. But I think it is. Hold on.
Man, you're making me want to go. I have not spent any significant amount of time in the American Pavilion. And now you're making me want to like check it out.
You know, again, I think it's just one of those things that gets overlooked.
Yeah.
Because is it inherently, is it like super, you know, I want to say it's like, it's not thrilling.
Right.
Like it's not, you're not going to be laughing. You're not going to be, you know, going fast. It's educational, which, you know, Walt loved education. He loved to educate right. people. So it's a very educational, experience. It's audio animatronic. It's film and music. Basically they present America's past. They bring America's past to life. It's like a 30-minute show. Is this the one where they have Abraham Lincoln in the chair? You remember in the that was, I think, original to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Where they were creating Abraham Lincoln, where he would stand up out of the chair and the guests were like, is this a real person?
Yeah.
No, this is an animatronic. So I think, again, it's been a while since I've done this show. But again, also at the American Pavilion, they have the Regal Eagle restaurant.
Yeah.
Which is some good barbecue, which is also very Americana.
That's right. Yeah. I was going to add that, you know, for maybe just a bonus is, you know, there at Disneyland, they still offer the show Great, Great Moments in American History with Abraham Lincoln. I'm saying that wrong completely.
Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so anyways, that's a great opportunity to see one of Walt's original brainchilds and just be able to enjoy that show and presenting Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. That's it. My apologies.
Oh, there you go. That's right. That's right.
So anyways, great little bonus for me is participating in that. And they have some cool display cases and stuff in there as well in that building.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Real fast. More details here on that show I was just talking about. Because I don't want to leave anything left to the imagination. So this is an epic journey. It's a dramatic production. It's got 35 audio animatronic figures, digital rear projection images on a 72-foot screen.
Jeez.
Patriotic songs. And basically you're watching how, you know, America's past comes to the present. So just really, yeah, really, really cool show. Anyway.
We keep saying this is it. We can't not talk about Main Street as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Main Street is like old small town American, you know, history. You know, obviously the story is it's designed after Walt's hometown, but I just, again, if any of our listeners grown up in a small town where you know, we just came from where you grew up and they got the 4th of July community parade out there. And so I just think Main Street USA kind of fits that mold again, where it's just quintessential America, right? It's the small town in America, could be anywhere, could be in Kansas City, could be in Texas City, right? Like it's just anywhere. And so Main Street.
I mean, yeah, the Carousel of Progress. Yeah. Muppet Vision 3D all have patriotic themes to it.
For sure.
What else? What are we? I mean, the Walt Disney World Railroad, the Disneyland Railroad.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Dak and I, we woke up early this morning to play basketball, and we're like, it's holiday. We should record an episode. So that's why Randy's not with us, because we just literally, this was a last minute thing that we decided to do. And anyway, you got anything else?
That's it.
Is this our July 4th episode?
This is it. So in all seriousness, hope you all have a wonderful 4th of July, a safe and happy 4th. So grateful for the country that we live in. Absolutely. And the freedoms that it provides us. And we live in a wonderful nation. I know sometimes it feels like there's craziness and chaos going on, but we still live in a wonderful country.
We do. I couldn't have said it better. Yeah. So, well, thanks, guys. Happy 4th. Eat you lots of hot dogs or barbecue and some root beer. And
get you some ice cream.
Be careful if you live in an area where you can do fireworks. We don't get to do fireworks in our area, which is weird because we've got so much water around. Like, there's no dry thing around us right now. But anyway, well, happy 4th, guys.
Happy 4th of July.